I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. In 1940, Roscoe Filburn was a farmer in what is now suburban Dayton, Ohio. Filburn grew wheat and was thus subject to the Agricultural Adjustment Act of 1938, which, for the purpose of propping up the price, set limits on how much wheat an individual farm could produce. Filburn produced wheat in excess of his allotment, but he never offered it for sale. He used it for his own consumption, primarily for animal feed. Filburn was ordered to pay a penalty. He argued that since his wheat never entered commerce at all, let alone interstate commerce, the federal government had no jurisdiction. Filburn won his case in federal district court. But Secretary of Agriculture Claude Wickard appealed to the Supreme Court. The High Court ruled that if Filburn hadn't grown the wheat himself, he would have had to buy it, and therefore his action nevertheless affected the interstate market for wheat. The 9-0 Supreme Court decision in Wickard v. Filburn served to massively expand the Congress's power to regulate commerce at the state and local level. Legislation or a court decision can come at any time that will affect your company's exposure to liability loss. That's why a comprehensive review of your coverage at every renewal is essential if your company's to be adequately protected against loss. Before you renew a policy, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company insurance professional for a no-cost review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.